Still recording.
Me too.
We say rolling. I'm rolling tape.
Okay. I'm doing it too.
It's not tape though. It's SD card.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Yeah, we should probably do the show then.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 539 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, still in Vancouver.
Where else would you be, Adam?
That's right. I mean, I stay here.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of that. What? Tell me something's going on. You're doing something in Vancouver. There's nothing happening here, so.
I do the same things I do. I go to work, I go to baseball, and then repeat.
You know, in the cartoons, like when the homeless guy with his entire life wrapped up in a bandana on a stick, you know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And then you know how like the joke is he's just got nothing to eat, so he boils his shoe?
Sure.
Yeah. And make soup out of his shoe. I feel like that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make something out of nothing.
How about shoe soup?
Yeah. No, that's in the cartoons.
Oh, we can't really make it. You know what? I'm betting there's a recipe on the interweb.
There's got to be some sort of a, like, well, it's not actually shoe soup, but it's got to be called that. And because, I mean, did your grandma ever make mud pie when you were growing up?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. So your childhood was terrible is what you're saying.
Oh, is that like a chocolate pudding in a pie crust?
I assume so. I'm assuming. But then there's something crumbled. I don't know. I was a kid. She had it in the freezer. Like she would make it in bulk. Like she'd make enough for, you know, 2-3 years. I would eat it in a weekend because, you know, I was a fat kid, but not by today's standards, but by those standards.
Okay.
You know, all right. I don't know, but she would make this mud pie, which I seem to have loved, and I haven't had it since then, and she's no longer alive, which, I mean, I think those two things are unrelated. I don't know that she died because of it.
Right. Or because of you eating it.
No.
Seems like a stretch.
Yeah. No, she just got really old. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Now I gotta look up what mud pie is and figure out maybe it's good.
I'm going to say chocolate pudding, whipped cream, and pie crust.
There's crumble. Yeah, there's some chocolate crumble in there. There's probably broken Oreos or something.
Okay.
Is my guess. I don't know. I bet you there's coffee grounds of some sort. She's probably giving me coffee grounds when I was 6.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay. Well, right. That was it. Let's figure out the rest of my childhood. See what happened there. I had something else to point out about it, but now I don't remember. Okay. That's how low you are. All right. Patreon. Opening with Patreon this week. And then I'm going to slowly segue into Amazon because I'm too lazy to take it down.
Oh, okay.
That's how lazy I am to just not remove that. So if you're clicking on it, great. If you're not, I don't blame you. I honestly don't blame you at this point. But Patreon, we appreciate very much. It helps us keep things rolling here. Keeps us knee deep in shoe soup.
Right.
Which is more expensive than you think because I use Yeezys.
Okay.
That was funnier if you knew what a Yeezy was.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it like a cheesy but with a Y?
No. Ask the kids. Your kids know what Yeezys are.
No way.
I'll bet you they do. It's sad that they do.
It's a food?
No, it's a Kanye.
What?
It's Kanye West. You've heard of Kanye. I'm not making up Kanye West, right? Like Kanye West is a person.
Yes.
Yeah. I think his name is Yeezy as well, and he sells shoes called Yeezys.
Oh, I'm going to ask. There's no way they know that.
Okay, what's the over under on how many kids need to know it of your two kids?
One of my two. Only one of
you
two.
Don't think one of your two will know it?
Sarah, maybe. Jack, no way.
Yeah, he's gonna know it. Okay. He's gonna know what Yeezys are. All right. Okay. I don't know what the bet is, but
all right, I'll get back to you next week.
Yeah. Yeah, you let me know. You let us all know on the Instagram. I bet your son has a pair of Yeezys.
No, but he has just got two, like this is the first time ever, two pairs of shoes at the same time. He needs two pairs. Uh-huh. And you know what he got? Just thinking about kind of trendy shoes.
I hope it's Yeezys, ironically.
No, he got, you know how every basketball player has like their own shoes now, like literally every basketball player.
Uh-huh. I'm a big Lamar Ball, or what's his name? LeVar Ball.
Ball. Sure. Yeah.
The ball guys.
Yeah. The ball guys. I know who they are, but no, he has, the Greek Freaks shoes.
Okay. They're
called Zoom Freaks, and he has two different color schemes of the Zoom Freaks. So there you go.
He got two pairs of the Greek Freak?
Yeah, like two different color schemes. So he got them in like one color scheme, but he liked them so much, he got them in a different color scheme. Plus, he crushes shoes and he's got giant feet. So yeah, we're trying to keep him in good shoes. That's sort of the physiotherapist father is shoes and beds, people. Don't go skimping on shoes and beds.
If you can get like the big bed in the shape of a shoe, that's
what that's the best scenario. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to wear that to the grocery store. My son the other day, he's riding he got one of those trick scooters, right? And he's loving that. But he's hard on his shoes. I appreciate what you're saying with your son. But he came home, he's just in tears, just came in and showed me the bottom of his shoe, and he basically scraped a big part of the bottom of the shoe off. Okay. And he's just rattled, just upset. Mama's gonna be so mad at me, Dad. Like, yeah, but she's a terrible mom. I'm good. I like you. You're fine. You stick with me, kid.
That's right.
I said, yeah, calm down. I said, this is what boys do. I said, if you get new shoes and just light them on fire for no reason, I'm gonna be angry. If you just ruin your shoes by being a good kid, we're fine. I'll have more shoes. Kids your age are making them right now. I can get you some more.
Right. Yeah.
So. I didn't mean to make it political.
Yeah. Why did it took a dark turn there?
Not for me. So there's that. All right. Yes, I wrote down here under the what's going on category, I wrote approximately zero. And I rounded up to zero. Just literally nothing.
I have something. I have something going on. This is photography related. So buckle your seatbelt.
Okay.
I don't know why exactly, but I just kind of decided that I wanted another studio light. Actually, I do know why, because I have another job upcoming, exactly the same as I did last year for Sarah's graduation, where another year of graduations being definitely different this year in schools. So the Sarah's school, which she has now graduated from, Jack's current school, which he is not yet graduating because they are 2 years apart. They're going to do like the same thing, like a graduation, a sort of, not really a ceremony, but like where the kids come through the library and they wanted like, you know, a professional kind of portrait shot of each kid with their diploma and without their diploma kind of thing. And so they were
their grade 7 diploma.
Sure. But it's a big deal for the parents. You'll feel it, I'm sure, when your kids get
My daughter's leaving school this year because they do it in grade 4 and they go to a different school. Like, no, sure. I'm not joking.
There'll be a ceremony and you'll care just when it's your kid. You will.
No. The diploma I won't really care about.
Sure. Okay.
The part where she leaves school and goes to college. She's Doogie Howser is what I'm saying. She's going to go off to med school probably.
Right. So anyways, back to the studio light, I just thought, you know what, it'd be kind of handy having two of these things for this exact scenario, because I just don't want to have to do with flashes and batteries. And so when I'm in an indoor scenario, it would be just great to have two studio lights. And then if I want to supplement with a third flash, like as a kicker or something that's just doing a very low power job, like that seems better. So
yeah.
Hit the Craigslist circuit looking for, I was initially just thought, oh, I'll grab another Alien B800. They're, you know, it's been great. Things been a workhorse. I've used it a zillion times. It's light, portable, kind of does everything I need to do. And so I thought, oh, I'm just going to grab another one of those. They're sort of can be hard to find on Craigslist, but I found one and then totally got stood up. First time ever by a Craigslist seller. So had all the communication ahead of time that seemed legit. Okay, come meet me at my place. Gave me the address. Okay, tomorrow. So it's not like this is organized a week in advance. This is the day before. Yep, tomorrow, 2 o'clock. See you there. Drive up to the place, and the address is like a complex, which he has not given me the unit number to. So that that was my first flag. So I got there, but he had given me a phone number and he said, oh, just call when you arrive. So then I thought, okay, perfect. Like, you know, gave me the complex, but maybe because it's a stranger off Craigslist thinking like, oh, I'll just come, he'll just come outside. It is COVID, right? So just come outside and bring the unit when you arrive was kind of what I had in mind. So I arrived right on time, a few minutes early, that as my move is always. And anyway, so I call the number, nothing but a busy signal. So then I text the guy.
There's a busy signal still?
Yeah. So I like, that was a flag. I was like, So I'm like, okay, not good. Then I send a text to the number, like three different texts just over the course of like 10 or 15 minutes waiting. And last text being like, okay, I was here at 2 o'clock. At 2:15, I drive away. And never heard a word. I sent an email as well, thinking because that's the way we'd communicated. Never heard a word back. And then anyways, so here's the weird part. Again, weird. So I don't know what's in it for you, Craigslist weird guy. But
what if his name is Craig?
His name is Tom, according to the email.
That's a made up name.
Yeah, it seems fake, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's my Craigslist name.
So I drive away, and I'm thinking like what's in it for this person? Like, that's the weirdest. Like, why would you bother responding to emails, setting up a time, giving a phone number to only not show up, not respond to anything? Anyways, so I look on Craigslist to see if the light was still there, like that later that day. Not there. Okay, so the light.
But better offer.
But weird. No, would have thought that the next day reposted at a cheaper price than I was willing to pay. And you know how in Craigslist, I assume it works the same in Germany, but in Craigslist, like they give you a geographic kind of location and it's not always exact, but it's close. Different location in Richmond, exact same photos and images, cheaper price by $40 than what I was willing to pay. Different location, same exact photos. And they weren't pro photos. They weren't stock photos. They were taken in someone's like living room, but different spot to meet, but cheaper. All of it was like, what the F is going on here? So anyways, I did not buy it. I went, so here's leading up to what happened. So I went home and I was like, I was pissed. Like, it wasted an hour. By the time I drove across Richmond, waited for this guy for 15 minutes, drove back across Richmond to my place, I was like, that guy wasted an hour of my time. And I was like, I was ready to like write a angry email or try to figure out how I could post stuff about this ad on Craigslist. And then I did what I usually do, which is just kind of like, okay, move on. Yeah. But my revenge.
Saw something shiny and forgot about it.
Yeah, exactly. My revenge was I went back onto Craigslist and I was just looking at studio lights, and lo and behold, there was another much more powerful, more power than I would ever need kind of a studio strobe. But the kicker was I was only looking in Richmond, and this place was 45 seconds from my house. So, so I was like, hell yeah, I'm doing this. Like, and so I went and
I bought. Your wife selling your stuff.
I went and bought. It was a little more expensive. It was still reasonable. I bought a Speedotron like Force 10 studio light flash, which is just massive. Like, it's twice the size of the Alien B. It's more than double the power. Like, I want to say the Alien B800 is like 400 watt seconds. Like, again, it doesn't mean anything to me. It's plenty of power. This one's 1,000 watt seconds of power. And and so I could more or less, I could, you know, photograph anything outside and blow, like light it up at whatever scenario I need, as long as there's power, because I need a power source. And the battery, if you want to buy the portable battery for these Speedotrons, it's like $2,000. It's a 1,500 to $2,000. Like, it's just a massive.
So what did the light cost?
The light was $300.
That's so, it?
Yeah, it was. I think they retail at B&H around mid sevens. So it was less than half price. Didn't look touched. It had all the accessories, and the guy gave me like this really nice bag that was probably all like this big padded case bag for it that was probably worth, I'm guessing, $200 on its own. Like it's awesome. The case was so impressive. So anyways, that was my photography purchase. And then I decided, okay, I need some heavier light stands. So then I went and bought a couple of, because the light stands that I've used for a long time are, you know, the very portable ones, great for speed lights, mm-hmm. way next to nothing. I'm not putting this heavier light on that, especially if you're going to put a, like a lighting accessory, a softbox or whatever on there. So
you want one akin to your white background.
What's stand. That?
You want one akin to your background stand.
Right. So I bought I just looked online at like what people were recommending on Amazon for, you know, heavy duty, not crazy expensive. I'm not going to use it a ton, but for this scenario, when I want to use two studio lights and I want to make sure that they're rock solid on their supports, I bought a two pack that was very reasonable. I think it was like $90 for two. There were 65 or something for one, but you could buy a two pack, which was much cheaper. And it's like a 9-foot light stand. I just got them yesterday. Nice. And unpacked them, and they are heavy duty. Now they weigh more, a lot more than what I previously had, but they are rock solid. And then today, the last of the purchases coming in this little package, they're all separate, but things I decided I wanted for this setup was I bought a Speedotron speed ring softbox combo for this setup, which, crazy enough, again, because every, you know, speed bracket that you have to get for a studio light is all, they're all kind of different, right? Like Alien B mm-hmm. has theirs and Bowens and blah, blah, blah. So there's like, you know, endless, seems like, number of speed rings that you can get. So the Bowens one, so I wanted I wanted like a relatively inexpensive, basic, big softbox for this light. So I got a 32 by 48 inch softbox by Photodiox, which seems to be a company that Amazon sells. And anyways, they're mm-hmm. all the softboxes were about between $100 and $200 for this size, depending on the speed ring mount you were going with. This one, they had one left, $33. So I guess Speedotron really? Ones were moving out, and now it's unavailable. I bought the last one, so you're out of luck, Speedotron people. But $33 for this huge softbox that people seem to like. So that comes you're today.
Dialed in.
So I am ready. I'm going to have two giant softboxes and two super powerful studio lights to make magic happen.
And no excuses.
No excuses. It's going to be all goodness all the time.
All photos all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm waiting to see you light up all of Gary Point Park.
Oh my gosh. The first time I got the light, and the first time I popped it, like just, you know, plugged it in, just kind of messing around, like, how does this thing work? And then triggered the flash. Oh my God. I thought everyone in the house was going to be blind. Like
the Men in Black.
The reality of it is, for shooting portraiture at ISO 100 indoors, mm-hmm. You're it's cranked down to the lowest setting, like the lowest power setting.
Nice.
Yeah, like it is a sickening amount of power that I don't need, but I love that I have. It's one of those scenarios.
I'm getting one.
Yeah. And what I think is that if I do white background, this could just light up the whole background in one easy shot. Like, so I can,
you could hang a black background and make it white.
Exactly. Everything goes to white with this thing. So
ah, okay.
So maybe I'll send, that'll be my photo challenge for next week will be a picture of this light just in all its glory.
It's funny you mentioned that. I already set the challenge as one light.
Okay.
I'm not even joking. Next week's challenge is one light. I did not know that you did this.
Okay, well, there you go. But the best part was 45 seconds from my house. I kid you not, that was the location. And that's why, wow, I was like, oh, this is meant to be.
So you could light up that guy's house like once a day.
Yeah, yeah, like the bat signal.
You should do that. You should just for fun, just drive by his house and pop it. Boof! Yeah. All right, just reminding you, this used to be yours.
That's right, yeah.
Was he a photographer or just
getting rid of it? Yeah, like we talked a little bit of shop for about 38 seconds. I could tell he was...
Do you know who I am?
No, I could tell that he was a little COVID sensitive. I mean, I wore a mask out to his place. Of course, didn't go in his house. He was waiting outside. He had the light in its case positioned a good 12 feet from where he was standing and kind of directed me to it. And when I was going to give him the cash, he was like, oh, you can just place it on the ground over there. So, so it was like, all right, like this is,
or
this,
I could just leave.
Yeah. So I'm just going to take this and go then. Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was one of those scenarios too, where I looked at it, I looked at the case, and for the cost, I didn't even test it. I was like, yeah, this is going to work. I also knew that he was 45 seconds from my house. So
yeah,
if it didn't work, I could go back.
Come by and cough on him. He'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But the bottom line is it is a beauty. And yeah, just to, I did not know that something like this could be had at for $300. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you hear that, Craigslist scammer? Adam did better.
Yeah, exactly. So screw you, Craigslist guy.
Yeah.
Lisa thinks he thought I was a cop, that maybe he was thinking that he must have scoped me, seen me, something seemed undercoverish about me.
Yeah, that you look like the 21 Johnny Depp. That's who you look like.
Yeah, so he was
Hansen.
Like,
hey, you're Hansen.
He saw you and he was like, "Yep, the jig is up. We're moving on and now we're selling at a different location."
That's true. I think it was like the goatee. What was it?
Maybe the goatee plus bald equals, undercover CIA, FBI, something true. Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like G. Gordon Liddy. I gotcha. I'm hearing you. I think he just died. So sorry for the reference.
Yeah.
To the Liddy family, but also nobody cares.
Okay.
So
there you go. Photography in the what's going on section.
All right. Yeah. One time this year. That's fine. You know what you need for your, new lights. Some
tell
crates.
Me.
You need some crates.
Crates.
Yeah, look at the. That's my woodworking update for the week. I made a bunch of crates.
Oh, I was thinking you were talking about like grids, you know, or the grids for.
You could use them for that. Actually, okay. I might actually use these for that now that you mention it. This is going to be cool gobos now that you say that.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, remember I told you a while ago, like a lady, one of our neighbors, was throwing out her old bed, and I just was like, I can't let you throw out all that good wood.
Okay.
So it was a huge, I think it was like, might have been two beds actually. And so I snagged it all up, and all the slats are this very, very strong wood. But not all of them are perfectly straight, right? Because they've been laid on for years. So they're straight enough, but so I like to make crates out of them.
Mm-hmm. Good. You know what, where this comes in handy too, is kind of for posing your children when you want them to be higher on the background. Like I find it, especially in our place.
I've used the picture last week, the white background with the baseball stuff. My son's standing on one of them.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, this is kind of like the Apple box, right?
It's literally the Apple box.
Yeah.
But fun fact, what they are good for. So like two of them are maybe like super, super strong, thick slats. You can see the two ones on the bottom, the very bottom ones. The good news, like what I use those for, is they are perfectly designed by me, of course, to hold baseballs or wiffle balls or whatever balls you want to put in there. But when you sit it up like that, it's a perfect seat and you're the perfect height for throwing batting practice to your young son.
There you go.
Yeah, versus being a Randy Johnson and just coming 12-6 on top of him and he can't hit anything.
You know what they have though? They have that works quite well is just like the ball buckets. They also hold baseballs and have a cushioned seat rather than this hardwood splinter bottom.
Not splinter bottom.
You're going to have to pad one side. I'm just saying. You're going to have to pad one side.
Yeah. No, I have like the donut ring for my hemorrhoids. I have
that on there. It must be on the bottom. I can't see.
Yeah. No, it's on there. You have the special horseshoe pillow I have.
Yeah.
You're right. The ball buckets that are available on every corner here in Germany. It's like every store is like, hey, we got too many ball buckets. Take every free with purchase of sausage. You get a ball bucket. Are you buying Wurst? Yeah. Well, here. Bratwurst, two Bratwurst gets a ball bucket. New promotion.
Okay.
So there's that. But here's the thing is I know they're crates. They are, especially the two bottom ones, you could hit them with your car. Like don't do, I don't know why you would do it, but but you could. And your car will be damaged. They're so over-engineered. And just crates. Don't know what I'll use them for besides what we just talked about, all of them. Just wildly satisfying to make them. And all six are the exact same size. That's what makes me feel good about things, my life.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. All righty. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Did I? I don't think I did. I took
no test photos with your new light.
I took one of Lisa in the living room, but no, I was kind of saving it. Like, yeah, no. And you know what we did? We took my sister-in-law, who is in our bubble, celebrated her birthday, and she came to our, we have generally Saturday dinners with her each week. So she comes over for dinner. She's a single person. And so she usually wants to, you know, spend some time with family. So she usually does Saturday dinners either at our house or we go to her house. And so she came over last Saturday for birthday. And then we did a few, like I did like the photo booth, like set up in our place where we just took, we didn't do a ton of photos, but we took a handful of photos. I think she posted some, I didn't post any. But they were what you expect, like you've seen from us in the past. This was, you know, just a plain white background setup, and yeah, just kind of like the typical. We had the little party hats and silly photo booth stuff. So that was something different and interesting. But I don't have anything handy. I didn't upload any in the box or anything. So you can find her on Instagram. You can go check them out anyways. They're nothing groundbreaking that I haven't done a zillion times before.
Okay.
And that wasn't with the new light. That wasn't with the new light, by the way. That was just two umbrellas. That was the basic setup we've talked about in the past. Two umbrellas. And I actually, before you go, I used the Fuji camera for it. I can't remember why. I think because just in the space squeezing it in, I just thought I'd go with the wider lens. So I used the Fuji. So there you go.
Comes in handy for that.
One more thing. Sorry to keep interrupting. The Fuji, the only hassle is with that camera, and I don't think that there's an override, is when you have it set where it's going to be 100% pure lit, you can't see anything through the LCD. It just looks black. So that's a pain. I would, on the new ones, is it resolved? But on the old one,
on the V, I don't know, maybe. But on mine, no, it's the same. It's what you see is what you get. But you can, that's when you flip over to the viewfinder anyway.
But not good for this scenario is what I'm saying. When you're just kind of doing a photo booth, you don't want to have to, you know, run around and do the viewfinder. So I guess you just shoot on a, you know, small enough aperture that you don't have to worry about it. I think that's the only real solution.
I don't understand. What do you mean? Like your photo booth, no one's moving. Everyone's focused, right?
Yeah, but people go around and then they hit the shutter and then they step into the photo. And so like it gets, you know, bumped a little bit. And so that can change composition. That can change focus depending on what you're preset at. So yeah, it's not ideal. I like to basically have it focus least every dozen shots. I like to kind of reset the focus, and you just can't tell because you don't have any visual of it, right?
I would say set it up on like an f4 or to even 5.6 if you can. That'll be perfectly fine for everything, and then use the app on your iPhone to trigger it. You don't have to touch the camera.
Okay, I have not used that for my Fuji. I don't know if that's enabled. I don't know. Yeah,
I'll have to get back to you. Well, it's on mine. It's on mine. I assume it's on yours too. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. I'll try.
If the S, you have the S, right?
Yeah.
I think the S has Wi-Fi.
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe.
Sure. Okay, well,
maybe.
Mine does. And then you, the app's perfect for that. And you still can't, normally you can see what you're looking at on your phone, but since it's dark anyway, who cares? But you can then trigger the,
right, so you don't have to move it. Gotcha.
Yeah, and you could even put it on the autofocus so that it would actually does a great job focusing on you, so you'd be fine.
Okay. I don't think I have Wi-Fi, but I'll let you know.
Give it a go. I shot a quick wedding on Friday. Friends of ours got the COVID wedding, so they're just like the city hall by themselves.
Okay.
And just drove around and kind of went to their families, different families' houses, drove around and said hello and kind of thing. So I was waiting at one of the family houses outside and shot a couple of pictures of them, just a couple of quick portraits, and then one of the bouquet. And as you can see, I just put the bouquet one in the Dropbox there. Nothing special about the bouquet except for you can see the hammering rain in the photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So Alanis Morissette ruined their wedding. Thanks a lot, sweetie.
Yeah, I like it, though. I like the photo.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But, like, this is one of those ones where I'm like, yeah, put it down. I'm snapping it. I'm getting in the car and leaving. Like, this is ridiculous. It was raining that hard. Like, I even brought my old, like, I have a, like, a rain cover, like a rain kata bag or whatever you call those, for, like, I had for my old video camera that I use for my still camera every now and then. I try not to shoot in the rain because I hate it.
Right.
But so I had that out there and I was just getting soaked and yeah, no fun. But they did it. But of all things, they liked the photos. They very much appreciated the light that I brought. So I brought a couple lights with me. Nothing spectacular, but it was such a dreary, dreary day that they appreciated the fact that they were very well lit and crisp instead of just being mopey and rainy.
Gotcha.
Have a good life, though. Get with your marriage. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy
the, yeah, all the best. Salute. So this was just like a favor job. Like I was in and out in like 10 minutes and just as they kind of came by. So there's that. All right. Let's get into the topic this week. And the topic is the photo challenge for this week. And that is vertical landscape. And that was brought to you by Adam and his buddy who will consider. Now, there's no guarantee he's going to choose one of these photos, but if he does and gets it blown up and put on his wall, he buys a t-shirt for whoever is the lucky person is.
I still think that even if he doesn't put it up on his wall, that he has to choose the winner, and then we'll post the winner, and either he or myself will fund a t-shirt for whoever is chosen the winner, but it won't be us choosing the winner. It should be the anonymous third party that chooses the photo or the winner for this.
Right.
Right. Does so, that okay, seem reasonable?
Yeah. I'm going to put, you get that t-shirt at cost, Adam.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not going to gouge you. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to hold your feet over the fire on this one.
Right.
So there's that. So I with that, I went and looked on the Instagram. I waited till today, till everyone got their submissions in at the end of the month. And I remember I said you could post multiple photos, but we'd only talk about one. Well, as I was going through, there was a glitch in the matrix, and Instagram was doubling up. Now, not doubling up like some people submitted more than one, but they were all Instagram was also giving me two sort of slightly different versions of the same photo. So it caused some confusion.
Okay.
With me in my simple little brain. And so what I'm saying is I did my best to make sure that I got everybody. But if anybody is missing from this, I do apologize. And I blame Zuckerberg. I blame Zuckerberg for most everything, actually.
Okay. I think that's so, fair.
Yeah. He's got it coming. So without further ado, let's have a look at vertical landscape. So first up. Oh, they're in alphabetical order now because I had to, just sorting wise.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. There's no reason besides the fact that I was trying to avoid confusion in my own head. All right. So Adam, when there are multiple entries from the same person, we're going to include them all so that your buddy can choose what he likes. But for us, we should just pick one to talk about.
Okay, have you already pre-selected the taco?
They're all there. So, but they're all in a row. Like, so for example, the first duplicate is like the third one down. He's got three in a row, which might actually be the same. No, different photos. But you can pick which one you want to talk about from Mr. Berkich.
Okay.
But not yet. We're starting with Carrie Bradshaw, 75, from Perth, Western Australia. This month's Two Hosers Monthly Challenge is vertical landscape. I knew that. I'm not really happy this fits the brief, but I found it a bit tough for time this month between one thing and another, taken during the recent mini lockdown in Perth from the end of my driveway.
Gotcha.
I hear you, first of all. There's going to be a little bit of theme there about the lockdown part of this, but go ahead, Adam.
Okay, so my take on this is it's...
Is your buddy going to listen to this episode before he chooses?
I would think so. I don't know how regularly he listens to, but once I inform him that this is the episode that he is the focal point of, then I believe he will listen and he will go through the photos, and I'll probably just send him a folder with the photos and then he can peruse
them. Yeah, I would suggest that he looks at the photos first, makes it think, gets his mind sort of somewhat made up at least, and then listens to us
blabber. Yeah, because we might bias it in one way or another.
I don't want to hold back here because I am loaded for bear.
Okay. I with this photo, the one we're looking at in Australia, it's not quite there. It's the water's not like blurred enough.
No. You're in the wrong one, Chief.
Oh, okay. So that helps. But
one above.
Sorry. No, isn't that the first one? Barry?
Not in mine. Okay, sorry. Sorry, mine's coming up in a different order for some reason. I don't know. You're right. I guess technically Barry should be first.
That's the order it came up in the folder. Okay, so which one are we looking at? You're confusing me.
It's one called run by Bradshaw.
Oh, okay. So it's like, yeah.
You're right. Your computer is probably right. My computer seems to have a problem with it. Again, this is all a big glitch in the Matrix. I'm like on that island in Lost when things are not going correctly. I forget how the show went. It got kind of crappy at the end. But speaking of Australia, Bradshaw.
Okay, so for the silhouette, you dubbed me the silhouette guy last week for my my great silhouette work. No, I think you said, "Hey, you're the silhouette guy," and then I confirmed it. You got to go back and listen to the recording. As the silhouette guy, there's not enough silhouette here. It just looks like a big black abyss at the bottom of a nice sky. Like the sky's nice, no doubt. There is not a silhouette here. Or I guess technically there is, but not one that there's not enough.
The challenge wasn't silhouette though.
No, but it is a vertical landscape. But what I'm saying is if my buddy chooses this one, I quit photography. That's what I'm saying.
Or quit having buddies.
Yeah, that too.
Every time you go over to the house, you just got to huck red paint at it.
I'm pretty sure buddies quit having me, but either way. Yeah.
That's true. I've never broken up with a dude before, but boy, do they stop. They ghost me. I'll tell you that. Yeah. So, hey, you guys are having a party? No.
I don't know, again, what could have been done differently, just because I don't know the scenario here, but I just don't see enough silhouette here. So that's what my feedback is. I believe none of this would be surprising based on the, you know, Instagram, like pre kind of excuses being made here. So.
Right. I choose to think of them as reasons more than excuses because I understand the mini lockdown. But when we get all sorted out, I'm gonna want to see some pictures from Fremantle.
From what?
Mr. Bradshaw.
Oh, okay.
I think it's right next to Perth.
Right.
A lot of boats, if I understand correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sharks. Ooh! Sharks.
Tough to do a silhouette, though.
But not a silhouette, though. It's not a silhouette. He's not the silhouette guy.
No, but I mean of a shark. That's tough. Like, it would just be tough to do.
Yeah. No, I'm not asking for a silhouette of a shark.
I know you're not.
I want to get a nice photo of a shark.
Just a comment I was making.
Yeah. I'm not sure what kind of sharks they have on the West Coast. Right. Tiger sharks? Maybe. Maybe tiger. All right. You're right. I appreciate the effort. Like, I really like the exposure in the sky. And the blue to orange and all that is really great. And it's a nice driveway, but Adam is right. Mr. Bradshaw, we know you got more in you.
Okay. All right.
That's what he's saying. That's what we're saying. All right. Next up is Mark's Berry.
Yeah.
Love his farm, by the way. The
Knott's Berry?
Knott's. That's what I was thinking about. Sorry. It was Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
So handheld. Oh, handheld. Does that give you a little bit of a little street cred, Adam? He did this handheld.
Yeah, it still doesn't do it for me.
Okay, what's your problem?
It's not, like I said, I was starting to say, it's not blurred enough. And it's not, like the composition, something about it, I think looking at the top of the frame, like there's some sort of weird angulation to me. And again,
yeah, it's not a word.
By no means am I an expert or good at this kind of photo, but I'm an expert at looking at stuff. That's what I'm an expert
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when, I'm an LAS expert.
Well, when I look at this, I just feel like something is off with the where the crop is on the sides and on the top. Uh-huh. And again, I would prefer this to be more blurred or less blurred and just like frozen or super long exposure. But I get doing it handheld mm-hmm. is an issue. So next time, bring your tripod.
Plus, I peed a little when I saw this one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Just like because of the water.
I hope so. We'll talk after the show. I'm not sure how familiar you are, but
all right.
Yeah, this also doesn't look like the best time of day.
No,
like, it looks okay. Like I guess the lens flare would indicate it is slightly later in the day. You don't tend to get this lens flare at noon o'clock when the sun's directly overhead. So, but yeah, maybe it would have been a little bit better right at dusk, just before dusk, magic hour or something like that, possibly.
Yeah.
It's okay. I appreciate the fact that he managed to get the rest of it pretty sharp at half a second.
Sure.
And then the middle blurred. That's
and I was thinking done. Like, I would be curious as to what this would look like if you went later in the day with a tripod, maybe an ND filter and shot it at like 6 seconds or four.
And made it a silhouette of a shark.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could do that, you're my new hero. Yeah.
All right. Next up. So now here we have three in a row. We have Stephen Berkich. Sorry. Stephen Berkich has three in a row, and I want you to just quickly pick the one that you like the best.
Okay. I'm going to say, looking quickly, I'm going to say number two.
Okay. Really? That was my least favorite. I thought you were going to go with number three, but I was going to pick number one. But I'll go with number two.
Yeah. I like one as well. Actually, let's go one. I'll go with one just because I could see this being something that would really go nicely on a wall as a vertical mm-hmm. landscape. The other one, I liked kind of the orange tones in the corner.
Yes.
But as far as placing something in a large setting on a big wall, I feel like one has probably more of a legitimate chance in that regard.
Yeah, I think like the second one, people are going to, like when they come to the house and see it, they're going to be like, oh, is that where you secretly buried a body? And that's
sure.
Yeah, that's a party ender.
Yeah. This one that we're going with, number one, got some silhouette elements in it that I really like. The sky is brilliant. So, I mean, it's got water, which
those are stars.
Yeah. So the stars look fantastic. And again, this just really pops. So it's an interesting photo just based on, you know, the composition, like just there's just a small amount of water and then the trees are interesting. And then just this very sort of, I don't know, space-like looking sky. Looks like outer space to me.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Oh, okay. So I'm
Weltall. Whew. That's Weltall.
I thought for a second that I was going crazy. So yeah.
It must be the Milky Way. I don't know. Is that what's going on there?
It looks pretty cool.
I'll bet you some scientists who are like people who know better, not even scientists, people who are just not us, probably know what those stars are. What's that big one, do you think? Is that Venus?
I'm the wrong person to ask about this. Yeah.
Okay. First star in the evening sky you see is Venus, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you're bad at seeing stars, and then it's nothing.
All right.
This is really cool. I like the light on the trees, and the very interesting trees being in the water. To me, that's what makes this. Like, not that it makes it, the sky is obviously cool, but the sky is cool in all three of them.
And I feel like this definitely is something like this is something that would go on a wall somewhere, whether or not it is the chosen one mm-hmm. in this competition or not. I feel like this is a very cool looking photo that should be up on a wall somewhere.
This is like, I would get this as a giant mural. And then while I played the drum solo from Inagata De Vita, Francis Dolarhyde would just come smashing through it.
Yeah. You know what? That's what it is. This is like an album cover of some sort,
or the side of a van you'll never get out of.
Oh, that too. Yeah, this is a van.
It's a van mural that people describe to the police. Yeah, I think he was selling ice cream, but no one really knows. This is a dark episode, Adam. You've made it dark.
All right, but I do really appreciate this photo, so very cool.
Nice. Next up is Roger Dahlman. Yeah, just the one. I thought he had two this week. Here, more water, Adam.
Yeah, this is more along the lines of what my personal preference is. Like, just in terms of the blur here is seems right to me. And the rocks, and I know this, looking at the comments, like, this is a very little mini waterfall.
Yeah.
It still looks cool. Like, and again, it's, I guess, time of day wise, the greens are just kind of exposed nicely. The rocks, it all kind of just looks like it brings zen and peace to the universe.
I like the ferns. I'm a humongous fan of ferns, and I didn't realize how much I missed. We have them here, but not like in BC. Like, BC, you got ferns, right?
Sure.
And when you see ferns, what is the first thing that you think of?
I don't really think of anything when I see ferns.
The movie First Blood.
Okay.
Running through the ferns.
Sure. I don't think of that, but now maybe I will.
Now you're gonna. Now so is Roger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very well done. My favorite part is the way that the ferns pop out and complement the running water.
Yeah, like it.
Next up is D-Mac for the Bodie Island Lighthouse. That's Patrick Swayze from Point Break.
Yeah. Bodie. I remember Bodie.
I'm going to let you finish the show, and I'm going to go off and watch Point Break right now. You got this?
I like this photo. I have an affinity for lighthouses, so this is kind of like, this is in my wheelhouse. Like, I really like this.
Big Sigmund Freud fan, huh?
I personally, I like the reflection. Everything's good. The clouds are great. I probably would have gone, I don't know right or wrong, I would have gone nuts here with the sky. I would have probably cranked the saturation in the blue and brought up the purple in the sunset. And I would have messed around here to really make this one a little surreal looking, even. Like, this is natural, and this is a season to taste situation versus a right or wrong. But I look at this and I'm like, oh, I really like this, but I would have gone a different way as far as editing. I'm not saying that again, my way
would
is right.
Is the reflection doing it for you?
I love it. Love the reflection. I love the symmetrical part of this photo, and I would have 100% kept that. But I probably would have messed around with colors and made it something that it wasn't necessarily to begin with. Yeah.
Right. I'm wondering, like, is it money well spent to have a lighthouse looking over a puddle?
Yeah, it's weird, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have gotten rid of that and just done the green and kind of a different composition and got rid of the puddle altogether? Because I do like the symmetry of the reflection.
I do like it. For me, honestly, I hadn't noticed it right away when I just saw the reflection and thought, hey, that is really cool. Like, that is really cool. But then now I'm looking at it thinking, it looks like when my elementary school, it would rain too much and the field would flood.
Yeah. And I don't know
what that is.
I also do think, I had the same thought. I still like it, but I had the same thought that if you just cropped this and went with a kind of a tight shot of the lighthouse with that sky. With
the mist.
Yeah, like, I feel like with the little house beside it and the trees, that, like, it's a pretty great shot, just that on its own, too. So, lots of elements I like, but yeah, the puddle is kind of a bunch of mixed good and not sure in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, here's one where there's two, but it's actually the same one. I just grabbed them both and then realized after that Instagram was messing with me. So the Earl of Grad 1. Grad 1 and Grad 2 are the same, but one's got a description and one doesn't. It's the same photo.
Okay.
Taken just after sunrise. Ooh, what are you doing up that early? We're hiking out from Phantom Ranch. This shot, Colorado River, running through the Grand Canyon just downstream from Phantom Ranch. Vertical landscape. I added the black around the image so Instagram would not crop off the image. Crop the image.
Okay.
All right.
You go.
This looks like it would be a poster for Evel Knievel. Like when he jumps this.
Right.
This is the he was Snake River, I know, but this looks like something like that. Or what do you call it? Scouting photos. like location scouting photos for like some sort of TV. What's the TV show I'm thinking of? I don't know. Lone Ranger, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe Lone Ranger. That's enough.
Can this win?
Can this one win? No.
Okay. No. Why not?
It's a very, very reasonable photograph or snapshot with nothing anchoring it.
Okay.
Nothing. I mean, it's fine. It's I hesitate to say it's, I mean, it's cool. Like you're at the Grand Canyon, right? It's mm-hmm. grand. But it's, despite having the river running through it like Brad Pitt there, I don't know. Does it pop?
No. And that was sort of my feeling too. And I think it's partly time of day and maybe just the angle that it's taken at. Like the mountains in the front, mm-hmm. like basically, even though there's a hard edge there, the time of day and the way the light looks is that you don't get much separation mountain to mountain. I feel like if you just, this photo was taken at a very different time of day, maybe first thing in the morning or right as the sun's going down, like you're going to get all sorts of extra kind of separation between those and probably just something that sort of shows. Well, the only piece is that river kind of runs through and then just kind of disappears, but it all otherwise looks like one rock based on the light and the time of day. Does it not? Does it not look that way?
It does. Yeah. I mean, you could make it out. You can go ahead and make it out for sure.
It's just like you have to really look. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Once again, I would say it's you know, I'm not complaining about it, but we've seen the Earl of Grad before, and he's outperformed this. Mm-hmm. Before.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Merumal 97. Lockdown limits the possibilities a little for really interesting landscapes. Yep. As Two Hosers Monthly Challenge is not yet a government approved activity here. It might be in Canada soon. We'll see about that. Or there could be a sort of a Canadian content thing, which you think I'm joking, Adam, but we'll talk after. Not political, just weird. Hence a local farmer's field, a tree, and an old pigeon loft. Shot with a circular polarizer just before curfew starts, about 2 hours before sundown. So not even golden hour. Yeah, that's the rub. So,
tough time of day again, this one. Yeah.
It's a tough time, yeah, but there are certain countries that have a curfew right now, and we are one of them. Like, ours is 10 p.m., so it's, you know, you can hit golden hour. But, yeah, where this is... I would take a guess at the country this is in, and they have a much earlier curfew. So it is a tough one to do during golden hour if you're not allowed. If you're breaking the law, you're risking life and liberty for our photo. Don't do it. Not for the photo challenge.
Okay. I understand. So. I like elements of this. I feel like in order for this photo to be kind of blow your mind sort of photo, it needs a crazy sky, and here it would need a crazy set of clouds or something like that, because that's occupying, you know, two-thirds of the frame. And the sky, like, I really like the simplicity of the bottom of the frame and the tree. Yeah. And the little pigeon house or loft or whatever that is, I like the simplicity of it. But then the sky is just And so there's it with the right sky, because of the simplicity, I think this could be really great. I love simple in this regard, but the sky is what sort of hurts it, being that it is a massive component and it's got one little puffy spot of cloud up in the left, not enough to be neither here nor there, and then just a little wispy amount at the bottom. So yeah, the sky for me, there's something here. You could definitely retake this photo at the right time of day with the right sky, and I think it's going to be a great photo.
Fully agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is New York Heart All.
Oh, I didn't see this one on Instagram.
No, I think it's a she. I'm not sure now. I thought I checked her profile months ago, and I thought it was a she. Not that I couldn't tell the difference. I just forget now. But anyway, so we're going to say with her, she only tags us. She doesn't, no hashtags. So that might be why you don't see it.
Okay.
So there you go. Go.
I like it. What is it?
I believe that is Antelope Canyon in Arizona.
Okay.
Which is a very, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's fine. Okay. I've not been there. This is a very, 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 very photographed place.
Okay. All right.
And because of that, it's cool looking on its own. However, it is so over photographed and it's like, oh, Peter Lick already took a really kick-ass photo of it. So the rest of us are just, playing for second place.
Gotcha.
His first place, I think he sold it for $41 million or something like that. Something crazy.
Okay.
So it's fine, but it's one of those ones that, okay, your mom could stumble in with her old iPhone 2 and actually do a reasonable version of this. This place is that cool.
Okay. All right.
So
points minus taken points away. For that? Points taken away for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're basically trying to throw, you're trying to compare fastballs with Aroldis Chapman, and you're not going to.
Right.
Tough break. He throws 107, sort of. All right. Next up, number one in, I messed that up. Number 97 in your program, number one in your hearts.
Yeah.
Frank Pang.
Yeah. I don't know if I should be the first one to comment on this. Because
you were the first to comment.
Yeah. Was I? I don't know. I don't. Yeah.
I'm seeing your name right there
on Instagram. Yeah. I love this, but there's part of that. So I have to qualify it with the fact that this is a silhouette of an Inukshuk, which again in Vancouver, the 2010 Olympics, it definitely holds a place, and a sentimental place in my heart. And this is done very well. But like you said, with the canyon shot, Inukshuk photography, especially in and around between 2010 and 2012, was overdone 8 million times. That said, I still love this photo. I feel like it's not something that you see photographed a ton anymore. And so it brings it back to me as a very fond memory. It's done well. The sunset is great. I could see, again, with Frank's permission, if this one isn't chosen, I can see this being a small photo in my bathroom, for example. So something that I can see from the can, Frank. That's what I can see. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah. Not like be under the counter somewhere, behind the toilet paper.
No. It would be something I look directly at. Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay. No, but I really like this. I just had to make it give it a dark
weird
turn on the end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I really do like this. And I could definitely, if my friend has the same sentimental feelings about the 2010 Olympics that I do, I could definitely see this being a potential winner here. So I don't think I'm going out on a limb, actually. I'm saying that Frank could win this.
It's okay to me. I share the same sentiment, not for the Olympics. I wasn't there, but this is one of my favorite parts of town. I love English Bay, and driving past and I talked my way out of a speeding ticket just down the street from this when I was there.
Yeah, did you take a picture of that?
No, my wife was extremely impressed with the fact that I managed to convince the cop to not give me a ticket for going that fast, going
right.
25, whatever it was, over the limit. I did it in German too, which really confused him. But it was honestly right down the street from this, which is a 30 zone hashtag, by the way.
Okay.
That's how you know. That's how you know you shouldn't speed, because it's a 30 zone, and I should have known better. But it is very cool. This is Sunset Beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool spot. Love it there. Again, it's to me, it's you're shooting something that's over photographed. I don't know. It's pretty good. It's good.
Yeah. Again, I feel as though there is an advantage for a photo taken in Vancouver here. Just again, I don't know that to be true for sure. And my friend even reassured me that it does not in any way need to be a local photo, but
right.
I still think that, you know, when you put a large photo on your wall, it having meaning from it being something local only helps. That's
it, just, it does help. Yeah. Like, so does he want a picture of a bunch of crates made from old bed?
Probably not. No,
I don't. Well, I can cut him a deal.
Okay.
I know a guy. I know the crate guy. Maybe if it was a silhouette of crates.
Yeah, that would be better. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up is Pixel Scaper. And this one is, this is not April. This is moody. This is November to me.
Pixelscaper. Oh, yes. It's
the black and white with
The with tree. The cool kind of framing of
around. Oh, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about this.
I like it. Again, I agree with you. Like, really nice photo. I don't see this winning because of the tone or the mood that is created in this photo. It just, again, doesn't say happy family life. It says someone's getting killed out in the woods.
That's what it says?
Yeah, it says that. That tree.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag someone's getting killed out in the woods. That's it there. Yeah. Good point. Sure.
I really do like it. This is sort of a movie poster for like Halloween 7.
Blair Witch 3.
Yeah. Oh, Blair Witch. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, that's what it makes. That's what it says to me. But this is really well done. And when actually, now that you say that, a lot of room for font. Like
sure.
The stars can go along, like the people are in it, the actors, and then you could do some sort of the black font within the white. Ooh.
Yeah. Good photo. I will have nightmares. So there you go.
Okay. Next up is Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. Now he did two submissions, but one was three in a row and one was by itself. So there's technically four. So have a quick look at all four. I know which one I'm picking.
Okay, I'm going to pick... Ooh, I like the one by itself. There's a waterfall one that I really like. Yeah. And I also, if there's three in a row, I like the pier one where it goes out to the sunset on the pier.
That one's really crisp and really good, like and very good. The other one's pretty bitchin'.
The waterfall.
The Twin Peaks one.
Yeah. I really like that one as well. Yeah. That's got, again, great sort of water flow action. Like, it's a very long exposure and just the sky is terrific. The way the water looks is amazing. And then also just you get the elements of the trees. So there's a whole lot of good in this photo. I almost wonder, and again, just because the greens for me in this photo really pop out, how this would be in black and white. Like, I think that as far as winning the challenge of something being printed in a large 4-foot by 6-foot format, I feel like this would better suited in black and white. That's just my take. That's my take. I feel like the greens are really prominent in this photo.
Yeah. Well, that's Washington State for you though.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And this is, you know, West Coast. So yeah, maybe this can win.
Salish Lodge, I don't know. Your buddy was a big Twin Peaks fan, right?
Yeah. Huge.
Okay.
President of the fan club. Yeah.
I've seen him at the meeting because I'm a huge fan. Actually, like, okay, we'll talk. The other one.
Talk later.
Talk off the air.
Yeah.
But so there's one thing the two things about this that I would change myself. Because I really like this. This is really, really well done. The lighting's great. That creepy X-Files light in the bottom right-hand corner. I say creepy X-Files. It's better than the X-Files. Because my wife and I have started watching the old episodes of the X-Files for the first time in 20 years or whenever it's been on. And it's not as good as you thought it was.
Okay.
By the way.
That's a lot of stuff.
Some of them are. Yeah. Yeah, some of them are pretty good. Some of them are just really bad. Like, we get 10 minutes in and then go, oh, we're skipping this one. I can't believe this was on the air. But some of it does look good. So this looks really good. But tell me if I'm wrong here, but like sort of the waterfall area and those buildings right in or above where the waterfall starts in the background, like in the center of the picture.
Yeah.
It looks to me to be slightly tilted, like slightly off. Horizontal.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. So I would kind of make that a little more horizontal and then therefore the water a little more vertical, and I would lose the lit grass in the front left corner.
Agreed. That. Yeah, that's it's too potent in the image of something.
Yeah.
And maybe that was just because of the vertical landscape necessity. And when you stay vertical, mm-hmm. you don't want to cut any of those buildings out in the middle of the frame because that's a big part of the image.
Photoshop them.
Yeah, but I agree. I would get rid of the bottom left-hand corner too, just because it doesn't add. And in fact, it just draws a little bit of attention away from really what is so great in this picture. Yeah.
So crisp, so crisp, this one. I really, this is for me, this is the leader in my clubhouse right
Interesting.
Now.
Interesting. Okay. All
right. Yeah. Right now, so far. The next one up's pretty good though. This one's your daughter's.
Okay. Sarah's. Yeah. I like
so
this.
She has tagged it.
I'm biased though. So.
You are biased, but yeah, she really, how much of this is her, like where she walked out with the camera and did this, or did you?
She, I did not coach at all. She took the photo. I edited. Nice. That's, so it's her photo, 100% uh-huh. composition. Again, I probably handed her the camera at this time with a pretty reasonable middle of the road exposure, knowing that whatever she took, I could then, you know, save if it was a little under or a little overexposed, because I went off and did my own thing.
Right.
But yeah, this is 100% her, just with my editing. So I cropped it a bit and I, you know, saturated the colors and messed with highlights and things like that to get it to where I thought it would, you know, be something that I would put in my own house. Like after she mm-hmm. took this photo, I thought, yeah, if again, not chosen, I will get a frame of this also because it's meaningful. And, you know, a photo that she took hanging in our house is kind of cool. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, it's just Gary Point, the good time of day, the blue and the oranges, really like the logs and what it does here. So, just you got the water, all things that are local. So again, this has an outside shot.
We have the Japanese garden on the right side in silhouette, your specialty.
Yep. Silhouette specialty. You got the fishing needle, you got mountains, water, all things that are, again, are good and local here. So it has the local advantage.
It, indeed.
The driftwood is great. I love driftwood.
Mm-hmm. You're a big relic fan though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Beachcomber.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting the, wasn't he a driftwood collector or something?
I don't remember.
Oh, I know what you're a big Lentaquilla fan. That's who you are. that's a deep, I'm impressed if you get what that one is. That's
I know the name, but I can't picture who the face is.
It's a Saturday Night Live skit.
Okay. All right.
John Malkovich, Lentaquilla driftwood artist.
Okay.
Creepy guy.
I was way off then.
Yeah. Next up is Kenneth Scalic. Do we pronounce it a different way each month?
Probably.
I'm going to do it the same, but yell it this year, this month.
I just call this guy Sweden.
Yeah, it's not Sweden though.
No, I know, but that's what I call it. I'm like, oh, Sweden.
Okay.
Sweden has a unbelievably good photo this month.
Yeah, Ireland, England. It's the same thing.
Yeah, Sweden is close enough. That's what I'm going with. But this photo is mind-blowingly good, but yet I still don't know if it wins.
No, I don't think it does.
My
problem is, and this is your buddy is not going to have the problem I have with this photo, is that Kenneth, like month after month, just keeps hitting home runs.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So as cool as this is, I'm not even sure this is his top three.
Okay.
As cool as this is.
Yeah, because he had that really cool one that should be in your house of like an aerial view from like a mountain of all of the little different colored houses from, mm-hmm. where was that one? That was recent.
Sweden. That was in Sweden.
Yeah, that's why I call him Sweden.
Yeah, yeah, that was all in Sweden. It was the parking lot of an IKEA. That's what it was. It was pretty good. It was good.
But this sky, the water, the mountains, the time of day, the train going through, this is so great. But I don't think it wins, and I can't articulate why.
Mm-hmm.
Can you articulate why it doesn't win?
No. Yeah. There's no good reason. Because your buddy doesn't never mind what he doesn't know. Either one of my choices was not safe for families.
Okay. All right. But a great photo. I don't think you're winning though. I just don't think you're winning.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. All right. Next up, last one is David 120 Williams from New South Wales, Australia.
Yeah.
So last of the warm weather. He did, hashtag not Tiger Williams. So there you go. No relation to Dave Tiger Williams. I don't think we made a joke specifically about him being Dave Tiger Williams. I think we made a joke about Tiger Williams.
Yeah.
He Googled it and then realized that he has the same name. I'm impressed. Deep cut.
This could legitimately win.
Really? Did your buddy surf?
Yeah, well, they're all into the water sports stuff. So they've got the boat. They're a family of wakeboarding and all of that, like all the outdoor water sports stuff. So this will play to them for sure. Oh. I didn't give any of that info away just because I didn't think of it. Not that I was trying to cheat or anything. I just didn't think uh-huh. of it. But when I saw this, I'm like, oh gosh, this might be a winner because this is that family. So it's a great photo. The colors are amazing, but mm-hmm. I feel like it speaks to this family. So boats, water, surfing. Yeah. Could be our winner right there. It's such a great composition too. Like so neat and simple.
Great color of the sand too.
Sand is amazing. The sky is perfect. It's so symmetrical that again, I see this in a large format somewhere.
I don't know where Mona Vale is. Do you?
No, I don't.
I mean, besides being new, I'm looking at it now. So you bebop and scat. So where is it near?
I don't know, but I think he just, if my buddy doesn't pick this, I think he just bumped Frank from my bathroom photo.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Frank, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's up north of Manly Beach, the beach named after me, by the way.
Let's get my wife's feedback. Like, what do you think about that?
On how manly I am?
No, not that. But
okay,
I like the Inukshuk better.
Did you hear that, Frank? Did you hear that?
Yeah,
she likes the Inukshuk better. So
yeah, still, no, I heard that.
Frank is back in the can, literally.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I've never been that far north on the North Beach, so. I went to Manly and then boom, went right past it all the way up to Coffs Harbor, Port Macquarie.
No clue what you're talking about. I'm just
but not Tiger Williams knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
He knows where Port Macquarie is, Coffs Harbor. He knows.
All right.
He's been there in a rainstorm. I have been there. Can't get a chicken sandwich that isn't deep fried there. I don't know why. I don't know why that is. So yeah, I do like this. I don't know. I think it has a better chance of winning if you can't see the dude's face.
Okay.
No rip on the dude. Obviously a handsome individual.
You don't see enough of it. I guess then I'm not looking at it in 4 feet by 6 feet. So yeah,
right.
Maybe you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you're right. I don't know. We'll let our anonymous decision maker tell us what his favorite is.
All right.
And also, because I assume I'm going to win, if it's not, like, so if I win, which is likely to happen, I also am going to get a second place, like a listener winner here too. Like, I would like that. Right. I mean,
you feel like you're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's not a surprise. I always feel like I'm going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a case to be made for that being a good trait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, positivity and all that. So, you know, okay, good for you. Let's have a look at yours then. Let's look. All right.
So taken at approximately the exact same time of my daughter's photo, just different angle. Uh-huh. So she's
just better. Just better than that piece of crap that she put together.
So she's shooting out towards the fishing needle. And
yeah.
I am standing just on the other side of the fishing needle, shooting back towards Steveston.
Towards the space noodle.
And towards Washington, yeah. And if you look really close, like it's hard on a small image file, but you can see Mount Washington just at the very end of where the golden light ends.
Yeah, it's Mount Baker.
Sorry, not Mount Baker. Mount Baker is what I meant to say. You can see
Mount Washington's on other the side. Island. Like, right directly behind you.
Yeah. But
really far away.
This is Mount Baker, which on clear days is just such a nice thing to see. So that's kind of our gauge of how clear a day it is when you can see Mount Baker. So that is Mount Baker right beside the end of the golden light. So this is just the last bit of light before you know, Blue Hour, and just standing out on the rocks because I wanted to get that in, and there was just a ripple of some waves that I thought added something to the water. So I took about 15 different shots and angles of this photo over the course of about, I don't know, 5 minutes. And I chose this one because of a boat gone by, which I didn't want to include. It didn't add anything. And so I liked the ripple effect of the water afterwards, after it went by.
Yes. Okay. And what makes you think you're going to win this one? What has you this one wrapped up?
I think it's a combo of simplicity. So this is a very simple photo. I think it's got sort of the local aspect. I really like the texture in the rocks. I like the sunset and the sky. I like the Steveston element, the lighthouse and the mountains. Like it has, again, I don't know what he's looking for exactly, but this has a whole bunch of simplicity. Now, I said that more for interest's sake, to say I actually think I'm going to win. I don't actually think I'm going to win. Realistically, there's better photos in this batch. But that said, I don't know what he's looking for. And this is heavy on the local, has all the local benefits that it could win. It could realistically win, even though it's not the best photo.
You have the Shady Island breakwater there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's all, you are including a lot. I feel like this one would be a much better shot at 200 mils when you can get those boats in tight on those boats with Mount Washington in the background.
No, but that's the thing, is that I was thinking about 4 feet by 6 feet, right? Like this is massively enlarged, right, where you do see all that. So I was thinking not about what this, like I'm looking on my phone screen and it's just everything's tiny, right? But in a massive enlargement, you're going to see all of that. So ta-da, possibly. I think we have a winner.
Okay. All right. No, great colors. Great colors, the blue and the orange and the you're right, the texture on the rocks is also good. And you do, this is you have all the local flavor here. So that does play in your favor.
Yeah. And I just, again, it's part of being biased about where you live. Like I just like nice time of day photos of where I live. It just makes me happy. And so, again, another bathroom photo beside, I'm going to have one of those triptychs with, Frank in the middle and then the surfer on one side and then my photo on the other side.
Yeah. While you're peeing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So that being said, here's the actual winner.
Okay.
Let's have a look at mine.
All right. Yes, I see yours. Yours looks like it belongs with the other Blair Witch picture that you mentioned.
In the Louvre. In the Louvre. Say the Louvre. Or MoMA. Could be MoMA.
You zagged when everyone else zigged. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I anticipated that your buddy wanted something that was art. And so, he got, what are you looking at here? I mean, what are we looking at? You know what we're looking at, though.
You're taking a walk in the woods? Maybe you're jogging. Yeah. Maybe you're jogging.
No. I'm holding still, but I'm still... this is like if Manet had a camera. or Monet, I honestly forget every time. Or Gauguin, I don't care. Pick one of the French masters. If he had a camera,
this is what would happen.
This is what would. No, not this good. It'd be close.
Let's let Lisa decide. This is her real time. This is Al's photo. Would you or would Rob? Lisa. Oh, I shouldn't have said his name. Now the cat's out of the bag. would Rob choose to print this?
It does look like Blair Witch
Project. Blair Witch. There you have it. Yeah. Yeah. She's actually going to hide right now.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting like Rob wouldn't put a giant Mona Lisa in his house either, would he? So I'm just saying, like, not like this, like a lot of times it's on such a higher plane that the regular people can't appreciate it.
Right.
Like McDonald's is like the most popular restaurant in the world. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at with this.
Okay. All right.
So this is the woods. This is a slow shutter speed. This is pretty much out of camera. I shot it in black and white, knowing full well exactly what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I shot this as is. No need for digital trickery.
Right. Yeah.
This is just, this is a product of spending a month envisioning what you want to do and then executing.
This is what I see after I hit my head and I want to throw up. Like, this is the vision that I see.
And this is the last thing you see before I shovel dirt on your face.
Exactly. No, well done. No, well done.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone playing for second place this month. That's good, right? For you. Yeah. Don't feel bad. My job really isn't to compete in this. My job is to design the t-shirt. And I'm pretty much getting close to being done. I have to do a couple tweaks because I'm learning how to use, what's that program called?
I don't know.
Illustrator. Sure. Illustrator. I'm doing it right. The point is, in the past, I've sort of halfway, like I design the stuff, but I don't use the proper, you know, CMYK and all that stuff. And so I'm doing it right, this one. I'm going to learn how to use that program tip-top. And we're going to have multiple t-shirts coming up. We've been joking about it for a couple of years now, all the different t-shirts that we're going to make, we being me. But I'm actually going to do that. So we have one coming out that will be the one that for the prize here and for sale. And then I'm going to roll a couple other ones out as well.
Great.
So the point is, I need to finish learning how to use Illustrator property because it's not that easy, turns out.
I feel like one of the shirts, if you haven't already designed it, I'm just going to throw in a great design piece, would be the silhouette of me with the double gun show from last week's episode. Like, I think that's really deserving of a shirt. So just keep that in mind. Yeah, the gun show.
The title will be DGS Silhouette.
Right.
With an exclamation, probably two exclamation points at the end, one for each gun.
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
Yeah, that's good. I'm worried that we made too many dark jokes this month.
No, never enough.
Okay. It's all in good fun. Not our fun. Okay, there's that. Thanks once again. Thanks to everybody for submitting, and we'll keep you updated when we know more about. We haven't really set any deadlines of when your buddy's going to decide. I'm assuming it's soon.
I'm going to send him the photos today, and I will ask for him to pick a winner so that we have it the winner picked for next week. Whether or not he is printing that large on his wall or not, either way, he needs to pick a winner. So I will not say.
I'm going to go into my archives and pick out a photo that I took and just completely submarine everybody.
Sure. Do it.
And go, here you go.
Yeah.
What if you show up and there's just like a big giant photo of me? And like, no, I thought you said vertical manscape. That's what that is.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Just me just staring at you, just a close-up, like the Steve Jobs look, just staring a hole right through you.
Sure.
You could never go to that guy's house again.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. All right, challenge for next month. Next month, I have that picked out. It's May. What have we never done specifically for a photo challenge?
I have no
idea. Besides compete. May flowers. We're doing flowers. I want to see everyone's interpretation of a flower.
Okay.
Flower photo. What's that going to look like? Hashtag that to Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both. And tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. And we'll talk about that at the end of May or beginning of June, most likely. Challenge for next week. I hinted. I just came out and said it earlier in the show. It is one light. Shoot with one light, Adam.
Okay.
I guess I know what light you're going to shoot with, too. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a flashlight. That'd be the worst.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next week. Meanwhile, Adam, still no website, but on the Instagram, Adam Two Hosers. That's where you can find him.
Yeah.
Look him up.
Yeah.
Look him up, especially if you're a Russian bot.
Trying to get more active on Instagram, looking. Like, I'd seen almost all of these photos. There you go. And
yeah.
And even sometimes liking and occasionally commenting.
The occasional comment. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably like a feather in people's cap if they get Adam
to. Yeah, I think so. Photos. I feel like it is.
I don't comment on any photos, actually. I save it for the show.
Okay. All right. I'm better.
I'm not saying one's better than the other. Yeah. Okay. I guess you're saying one's better than the other. My website, you can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.